Hello guys, hello, 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 welcome back to my podcast. How are you guys doing? My God, this pandemic should come and go so that we can start living our normal life again. How are you all doing? I hope you guys are doing great. How is life? How is this lockdown treating you? Are you having fun? Do you love staying at home? What's going on? Tell me, how do you feel about staying at home? Do you feel sad? Do you feel isolated, like they called it? Or do you feel, how do you feel? How do you feel about staying at home, doing nothing? Me, I'm tired. For me, personally, I'm tired. I'm tired of the whole thing. This thing should come and go. I'm tired of the whole thing, staying at home, not having anywhere to go. When you go out, the police harass you. Here in Nigeria, where I stay here in Nigeria, I'm tired. I'm tired of staying indoors because nobody is with me in this house. I stay alone, and though I've been staying alone, but this lockdown made me feel more bored and lonely. In between, I am normal, ordinarily, sometimes I'll go out in the evening, have fun, come back, go to the mall, doing the shopping, come back to the house. Sometimes I'll go out shop, but now, nowhere to go, but it's fine. We'll all be all right. Very soon, this too shall pass. So, on today's episode, someone asked a question, so I said let me answer it in an episode on my podcast. So if today is your first time of joining us, welcome to Ask Me Anything About Natural Hair podcast. I am Chioma, your favorite girl, your natural hair advocate. I'm popular in the natural hair advocate. I've been on natural hair for 4 years. So this is my fourth year on natural hair, and I've gained a lot of experiences from growing my own hair and teaching others how to grow their own hair. And I'm the founder of Favent Beauty Cosmetics, a sustainable cosmetics brand that formulates hair care products specially made for afro-textured hair. We use natural ingredients that are eco-friendly and locally sourced in producing our hair care products. I'm also the founder of Natural in Africa, a media platform, a media outfit, where I teach women, I train African women on how to grow a healthy hair with ease while living their best life. So these things are what I do, are the things that I do. And also, I'm a podcaster after you're listening to my podcast. So welcome to my channel. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to have you listening to me. It's a privilege, so I'm not taking it for granted. So how are you doing? How have you been doing? How have you been coping since this pandemic, the outbreak of this pandemic? I hope you are staying safe. Please keep staying safe. So on today's episode, someone asked me, I think some time ago, not too long ago, someone asked me how she can. She just came to my inbox on Facebook. She was like, "Hi, Chioma, how can I grow a longer hair?" And here is me giving you guys the answers that I gave her. So you might be asking, because I see that most African women are struggling with growing their hair. I never struggled with mine because I was diligent, I was consistent, I meant business when I lost my hair and wanted to grow it back. Nobody told me to start growing a healthy natural hair. I decided to do it. So I think that was actually what helped me. Like, unlike other people that maybe they see someone that is on natural hair, they will start. Me, I meant business. Yeah, I meant business. Nobody told me. I wanted to grow a healthy hair, and I embarked on the journey, and today I'm happy I did. So, how to make your hair grow longer? I'm going to share with you guys how many tips are here. 5 tips on how you can grow a longer hair. Number one tip is for you to understand your hair type, scalp type, hair porosity level, and the current growth cycle of your hair. Okay, let me start from the hair type. We have I believe that I'm talking to blacks, I'm talking to Africans, so I'm going to mention only the 4A, 4B, 4C hair type. And I don't want to go into details explaining the features of these hair types because it will take longer time. We have other things to talk about, so you can google it, or maybe I'll do, if you have questions, you can ask me, send a message on my WhatsApp or wherever, so that I can be able to explain further. Or I will, if you want me to do another episode on that, I will equally do that. So yeah, I'm here for you guys. So, and we have different scalp types. We have the sensitive scalp, we have normal scalp, we have oily scalp. So it depends on the scalp you have, but you need to know this before thinking of how to grow your hair. Another thing to understand is the porosity level of your hair. This is very, very important. We have low porosity level, we have high porosity level, we have medium porosity level, which is also called normal porosity level. So you need to know the exact porosity level of your hair because it is going to help you choose the right products for your hair. So these are the things to note. And another thing to understand is the current growth cycle of your hair. We have growth cycle, understanding this is very important because we have three different growth cycles. We have the anagen, telogen, and catagen. If you know the exact one, your hair is currently, you will be able to know how to take care of your hair. It's very, very important for you to know this. Sometimes our hair will be at the resting phase and we'll be forcing it to grow. We wouldn't know that it's just resting for a while, and we'll be frustrated using all kinds of products. So for you to rest, as your hair is resting, you'll be running around seeking for magic to happen. So these things should be understood. So you need to understand the hair type, scalp type, hair porosity level, and the current growth cycle of your hair. Number two thing to note is to create a healthy hair care regimen for your hair porosity level. If your hair porosity level is low porosity, create a hair care regimen for low porosity. If it is high porosity, create the one for high porosity. You can be using the, maybe your sister is high porosity and you are low porosity. You may not even know that you're low porosity and you are using the same regimen with your sister, and you'll be asking yourself, why is my hair not staying moisturized? Why is it always dry? Why is it all this question? You'll be so confused and, you know, frustrated. You wouldn't know, you will be asking so many questions and trying out so many products, thinking that your problem is products. You don't know, not knowing that your problem is actually the hair care regimen. So these things are very important. The next thing to note is get the right hair care product specially made for your hair porosity level. Now that you found out your porosity level, you've created a regimen, the next thing is to buy the right products for that particular porosity level. And also, it doesn't end there. When you buy the right products for the porosity level, remember your goal is to achieve a longer hair. So you need to get a product that will be able to stimulate blood circulation on your scalp, because when there is blood circulation, blood flow on your scalp, the bloodstream can be able to supply nutrients and blood to the dermal papilla, because the dermal papilla is the storehouse for nutrients in our follicle. So the follicle will not extract the nutrients from the dermal papilla and supply the blood. It will just flow from the dermal papilla to the follicle, to the root of the follicle. That's how your hair grows. If you don't know the structure of human hair, that is it. Okay, so you need to be able to buy products that can stimulate blood circulation on the scalp. Products that you can use to massage your scalp. These products are mainly anhydrous products. That's hair growth oil. hair growth oil that is potent, contains essential oils and herbs, that herbal infused oils that can stimulate the circulation of blood on your scalp. Very, very important. The next thing to do is avoid excessive manipulation of the hair. Like now, I wish this podcast a video, I would have shown you how I protected my hair and put on my satin bonnet. Okay, so, and make sure you don't sleep without a satin bonnet. Please always sleep with your satin bonnet, and or if you don't want satin bonnet, you can go for satin pillowcases. So make sure that your hair is protected. Don't fail to protect your hair against friction and all sorts of manipulation. So the next thing is, okay, let me also emphasize, lay more emphasis on that. Avoid excessive manipulation. Please stop combing your hair on daily basis. This is another thing that affects your hair, that makes it to break. Use your fingers to comb your hair, detangle your hair. On wash days, if on the days you are going to do treatment or washing, use detangling brush. Stay away from combs. I will keep saying this. I don't care to know what you've heard somewhere else, but for me, I must tell you the truth. Stay away from comb. Anything comb, stay away from it. So the next thing is eat healthy meals and take your supplements. What do I mean by healthy meals? For instance, if you are someone that feeds on junks, you always eat all these biscuits, you know, junks now, like Fanta, Coke, things that doesn't have any vitamins and minerals in them, you always take them, and the end product is always sugar, if I'm not wrong. And when you have excessive sugar in your body, let's say you take too much of carbohydrates, you don't take balanced diet, and it stores at sugar in your bloodstream. Remember, I told you that the dermal papilla is where nutrients are stored in the follicle, and this is where your follicle gets nutrients, yes, to affect hair growth. That is the truth. Whether you like it or not, I'm telling you the truth. So let's say what is fueled in your dermal papilla, where nutrients are supposed to be, is sugar. That means what your blood is going, bloodstream is going to transfer to the follicle will be sugar. Now your scalp will become inflamed. Sugar, excessive sugar causes inflammation. If you don't know, it even happens on our skin. So it happens on your hair too. It happens on your scalp too. So you have to be mindful of what you eat. Stop eating foods that are not healthy. Eat foods that are rich in vitamin B complex vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C. There are so many nutrients. Also minerals like silica, selenium, zinc, magnesium, biotin. Okay, biotin is a vitamin, and so many. There are so many nutrients that affect effective hair growth, that helps effective hair growth. So eat meals that are rich. You can eat nuts, yogurt, avocado, nuts like cashew. Like in my house, I have a bottle of cashew. I don't joke with it. So these things are things you should know. And the next thing is love your hair. Be consistent, be positive about it, be intentional about your hair practices. Don't do things that you know that are wrong. No, stay away from wrong hair practices, like combing your hair every day is a wrong hair practice. So don't do that. Abstain from doing that. What again? Because I want to make sure that I've told you guys everything before ending this episode. So guys, thank you for listening. I want you to keep staying safe. These tips are simple tips that can help you grow a longer hair. It's very practical. It's real. These things are things that I've done and it worked for me. So it can equally work for you. So in the other news, I'll be hosting a masterclass on how to grow a healthy, natural hair with ease on the 10th of May. I'll advise that if you really need help on how to grow your hair with ease, without any hitches. I will advise you to register for this class. We're going to hold, it's an online class, so you can register from anywhere. So if you want to register for the class, send me a message on WhatsApp at +234 80 9271 7918, +234 80 9271 7918 on WhatsApp. Let's talk about hair, sisters. Let's talk about hair. Thank you for listening. Please keep staying safe. Very soon we'll be out of this lockdown and pandemic. This isolation will come out better and finer. Okay? Thanks for listening. Bye. I'm still your favorite girl, the natural hair advocate, Choma. Your favorite girl, the finest naturalista. Bye, guys.